There will be no shakeup in the field of Democratic candidates for president. Vice President Joe Biden, who had considered a late entry into the race, says he's still mourning the death of his eldest son, Beau, in May, and realizes he can't mount a third bid for the Oval Office.
Beau is our inspiration. Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
To assess the impact of this going forward, we turn now to our political team. A good morning to Republican political strategist Todd Domke, who's come into the studio. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And good morning to Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Hello to you.
Morning.
Joe Biden was seen as an alternative to Hillary Clinton, what was wanted in the presidential race by many Democrats, as he had fewer perceived negatives than the front runner. So, Dan, how big a relief to her campaign is it to be able to focus on the challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders?
Well, it helps Hillary Clinton because it removes a loud critic from the fray. Biden would have to say where he disagrees with Clinton, and in doing so, she'd have to respond. So the back and forth would be going on for a long time. He'd have to come at her from the right because there's no room on the left. So Hillary would be sitting in the middle between Bernie on one side and Biden on the other. And now she can be selective as well in how she reacts to the Obama administration. She won't have to be worrying about what Joe Biden might say if she criticizes anything about Obama.
Todd Domke.
Yeah, I agree with Dan that it's a huge advantage to Hillary Clinton. She had to be worried about Biden cutting into her support. Polls show that without Biden in the race, most of his voters go into her column. She also had to be worried that Biden, as Dan indicated, would have undermined her reputation. For example, he pointed out in recent days that contrary to what Clinton wrote in her book, she had actually hedged on whether President Obama should approve the mission to kill Osama bin Laden. And Biden made a point of saying he didn't consider Republicans to be his enemy, as Hillary had said in the first debate. So if Biden had stayed in, he would have continued to be loyal to President Obama in a way that would have discouraged her from distancing herself from his more unpopular policies.
And what about for Bernie Sanders? He's now the only significant alternative to Hillary Clinton. What's it mean for him?
I think it's bad news for Bernie Sanders. He must have hoped that Biden would get in and split the Democratic establishment base, and then he could win with pluralities in states like Iowa and New Hampshire by appealing to the 40-some percent who say they support socialism. It's also bad news because Biden would have probably made an issue of Clinton's character. We all remember Sanders saying how he was tired of her email scandal. But Biden, who the Clinton campaign had recently targeted in their opposition research, would have realized that she could not be stopped from the nomination without appealing to the majority of voters who see her as untrustworthy and dishonest. So Bernie Sanders will need to retool his strategy if he's going to make this a close contest again.
Well, his opportunity to make news has grown significantly, but that's also a challenge. He has to do more than rallies. He's going to have to put some solid, achievable legislative proposals on the table. And he's also likely to face more criticism. You know, what is a democratic socialist that he insists upon? Who are his role models? Is Vladimir Lenin a role model for him? Who does he admire as a democratic socialist? He's going to get some uncomfortable questions.
All right. A quick question for both of you on this. How does Biden's decision affect the GOP race? Some believe that some of the Republican candidates hope Biden would get in.
Well, you know, it means that the Republicans will have to focus on their own problems, which are many these days, especially involving the leadership of the House and the chaotic presidential campaign where Donald Trump has decided to make Jeb Bush and his brother, W, issues. So I think what Biden's decision does is, for the Democrats anyway, is it lightens their load in terms of criticism, and it focuses attention on the Republicans.
Click on this, Todd.
I agree. Many Republican strategists had hoped that Clinton would not have a coronation, that she wouldn't be free to devote most of her time and money to the general election. But Dan's right. The Republicans are so focused on their own contest that I don't think they're going to need to make any big adjustments in strategy.
All right. Let me ask a couple of questions about the GOP race. There is, as Dan pointed out, renewed friction this week between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush after Trump suggested that policies in place during the presidential administration of George W. Bush could be blamed for 9/11. Does that dispute benefit either candidate, Todd?
Well, Jeb Bush doesn't benefit from it. He doesn't want to be defending his brother instead of promoting his own conservative record as governor of Florida. But since he's already down in single digits in most polls, the skirmish probably won't hurt him short term. But Trump knows how to get under Jeb's skin, and he'll continue to put Jeb on the defensive. So controversy like this keeps Trump in the news, keeps him the dominant front runner, because he only needs to keep his 1/4 of the GOP electorate in this split field.
I agree. Trump is going after W for three reasons. First, he wants to attack the Bush dynasty, which he's been doing for months. Second, he wants Bush to have to defend 9/11, which is indefensible. And third, he wants to try to knock off Jeb Bush, who has the most money of any candidate in this race. So he's got a lot on his plate that would benefit him if he stays on Jeb Bush's case.
Only about a minute left. On Capitol Hill, the House looks closer to getting a new speaker, as some conservative Republicans have just said that they'll get behind Congressman Paul Ryan, as Ryan had required. Do the divisions that have roiled the effort to replace Speaker John Boehner on Capitol Hill affect the party's candidates on the presidential trail?
Yes, I think they do. I think the chaos in the Republican Party in the House is bad for the Republican brand. Any candidate who's running for Congress is going to have to try to defend what's been going on. And, you know, some of the air will go out of this controversy when Paul Ryan, as expected, is named Speaker of the House. But this has been an embarrassing episode for the Republican Party.
I think it's mostly a sideshow from the presidential contest. But if Paul Ryan is elected Speaker next week, that'll be a huge boost and a huge relief to the Republican presidential candidates. And Ryan is not only an appealing personality, but also a skillful negotiator. So he could get things done in Congress, and it would be harder for Hillary Clinton to depict Republicans as the enemy of all progress.
Time for one name only. Biden out without getting in. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb out of the Democratic presidential race on the GOP side. No one yet denting Donald Trump. How soon should we expect more exits by candidates in either party, and who?
Well, I don't think candidates will want to leave the race around Halloween. You know, they won't want jokes about getting kicked out of the clown car. But I think many of them are realistic and realize that they don't have the time or money or organization or message. I'd say Rand Paul might be the next to go.
All right.
On the Democratic side, Chafee, former Governor Chafee, who barely was able to handle himself at the debate. I don't think he'll be sticking around much longer. After Webb left, there's really no rationale for Chafee.
Democratic political analyst Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
Republican political analyst Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.